Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow us on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the gram. We got the hoop guru, both college and pro, our man Rashad Phillips, coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's the owner of Sports Talk 2319. He's the one that told us Ja Morant was better than Zion Williamson. It's close. I'm with Zion right now, but it's close. And he's the one that told us Trae Young was better than Luka. No, that's not the case. But Trae is balling. So Rashad knows his stuff. So he'll join us to get us ready for tomorrow's NBA draft. But first, we've got to go back to the story of the day, and that, of course, is Aaron Rodgers. And, Rob, I've been saying it for months, and certainly over the last few weeks. Aaron, speak. Tell us what the deal is. Stop being so cryptic. It's getting old. And after practicing the day with the Packers, he spoke. He was transparent. He was open. seemed like he was honest. He bore his soul about everything that he disliked about the Packers organization and why he was considering retirement. He said he really considered it, Rob. We'll comment on it after this.
I believe it when I see it. I don't know about that.
Here he is. He said he considered retirement. Here he is.
I thought about, I talked about how important being a full-timer was for a long time. This was the first time to spend the off-season away without a COVID year or a lockout year. And I enjoyed it. I really did. I took time working on myself and trying to better myself in a number of areas where I feel like I could improve based on my own patterns and conditioning. And it was a lot of growth in that process. I continued to find joy and happiness and things off the field. However, there's still a big competitive hole in my body that I need to fill. And as I got back into my workouts, I just realized that I know I can still play and I want to still play. And as long as I feel like I can give 100% to the team, then I should still play.
All right, Rob,
that's an
honest
answer.
So he said he did consider it.
Yeah, no, but I mean the idea of giving 100%. I don't think he's coming to the season half-ass.
I
Chris?
I agree with you.
I don't believe anybody who thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to come out and just be willy-nilly and not care and like, oh, this is my last year with the Packers. I don't care what happens. I don't for 1 minute think that'll happen.
I agree with you because there are people out there saying, oh, he's still upset.
Right.
He's still not bought in. He's still mad with the organization. He's done. He's checked out. No. Rob, I can't believe that he's angrier now than he was a year ago. I know he added something extra on there. Oh, they should have come to me to talk about an extension. Okay. But he was upset last year. And he used it for fuel. And he had arguably the best season of his career. And I think he's going to come out here and try to use it as fuel. But even if he doesn't play as well as last year, which he may, I think he's giving it his all. I don't think it'll be a problem at all. I don't think it'll be a problem whatsoever for him to put his gripes with the organization behind him. Because at least, Rob, this year, you got to admit this. He got to vent. That's what today was. It was a venting session. He got to get it all off of his chest. He said his piece. He spoke his piece. And now he's ready to play football. Last year, he kept it inside. He kept all of that anger, all of that bitterness, all of that hurt inside.
And what happened? He ran away with the MVP.
No, he was great.
Right. He really played great last year.
So I think that he'll be fine. I think they'll be contenders, and I think their whole goal. And we saw it, right? I mean, look, now we know, there was questions. There was speculation. What did he and Devontae Adams mean with the Jordan Pippen picture, right? Did they mean that they hate Brian Gutekunst like Jordan and Pippen hated Jerry Krause? Did they mean it's over, or did they mean they're coming back for one last hurrah? Well, we know what they meant. They meant they're coming back for at least one last hurrah. And what did Jordan and Pippen do, Rob? They won it. And I'm sure that Devontae and Roger spoke about that.
Well, that would be a storybook, to be honest. If he came back after all that he went through, after what happened in that playoff game and not getting a chance to tie the game, you know what I mean, Chris? That would be a storybook, and then he could walk off. Like, he could walk out of Green Bay. He would have won two championships more than Brett Favre did, right? He could have, put all his cards on the table, say this is what he wanted, why. And if you win like that, I would be the first one to say he should leave on that note. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I was going to ask
you that. That's where I would walk out.
So let's take you might just want to live in a different city, a different part of the country. You're from California. Let's take all that out and keep it to football. Do you think if they win the Super Bowl this year that he should leave?
Yes.
Wow. Why?
Because of where they are, the strained relationship, that he put all of his cards on the table. I just think it would be sometimes like, and it's not the end of the world. How many, we talk about it all the time, Chris. All great quarterbacks finish their career elsewhere. They just do.
Most of them.
Most. It's part of the NFL. So it wouldn't be like some demerit that he went somewhere else. And he could just say that he went out on his own terms. He made peace with everything. They finally listened to him or whatever. I know people would say, well, why don't you want to run it back? I just think that after winning that, he will have proven something and accomplished something. And if he wanted to go somewhere else after that, I think I still think he could, you know, do more elsewhere and cut the ties and cut that chapter of his life with Green Bay. Because, you know, in listening to him, obviously there's a strained relationship. It's not the same no matter what. You know, no matter what anybody says, it's not.
Well, he's always said, and he said it today, that he's always talked about and wanted to finish his career in Green Bay.
Right.
And to your point, he could, if he did that, that would separate him from many of the greats. Not all. I mean, Terry Bradshaw obviously ended with Pittsburgh. There are a few. But like you said, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, Tom Brady, we could go on and on. Many have moved on.
And think
so
about
that
of
would
all
give
of them,
him a little extra, you know, something, something, if you will, on his legacy if he finished Green Bay. And Rob, I mean, what if they won it next year? And it's hard to repeat, but you know, what if, say, he played there 3 more years and won 2 more Super Bowls? I mean, that would be big. Now,
no,
here's what I will give you.
No doubt. That would be,
here's
that
what
would
I will
be big.
Give you. I'm going to say this. I do believe, Rob, let's say he won it next year, right, in Green Bay, and walks away. You don't lose that way. I mean, it's Kawhi Leonard, they will always remember him in Toronto as a champion.
No matter what.
Right?
No matter what.
LeBron James, I know he didn't win it his last year in Cleveland, but still, he went there, he delivered them a championship. They will never forget. You can walk away. It's better to walk away as a winner than a loser. All right, so that I'm with you on that. And I'm going to say this, which I didn't think I would say, you know, if you had asked me maybe a few weeks ago or whatever, even a few days ago. But if he won it next year with Green, or this season with Green Bay, Rob, and then went somewhere else and won it, but not even necessarily that next season, but, you know, within the next 2 or 3 years, I actually think that would probably do more for his legacy than winning 2 more in Green Bay. Now, that might be odd to say, but maybe, you know, like Tom Brady, it's helped him as great as his legacy was. It gave it even more of a boost that he went to Tampa Bay and won it. Like, when you show you can go elsewhere and win a championship, I think that speaks to a lot. I mean, LeBron gets praised because he's, you know, led 3 different franchises to championships. So what do you think about that? You think it'd be the same, you know, winning it 2 in Green Bay or 2 or 1 elsewhere, you know, 1 in Green Bay, 1 elsewhere?
That's a good question. I think either way he would be good.
It's great either way. Yeah,
right, I mean, either way.
I was going to say he gets in the GOAT conversation, but Brady's seven is.
No, he would have to be at least 4-0 or something and win like 3 in a row.
Yeah,
that
seven.
To me, that would be, say he won 3 championships in a row, Chris, to end his career.
Then you could
4-0.
Put him in the GOAT. I agree.
Right.
If he
would have to be something like
straight,
that.
You could put
right.
Him in
3 straight to end your career, and then you have all the numbers that he has, right?
Right.
Overall, number 1 passing, quarterback rating, the touchdown to interception ratio. He'd have to have all that plus 4-0. That's the only way.
And even Montana might not get it, but
and
that's
he, right. Because even Montana's 4-0. So Chris, if you're not 4-0, how could you jump over Montana? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you need at least 4-0.
Right, right. But it'd be interesting that, you know, would it be better for him doing it elsewhere? All right. He also spoke about the uncertainty, right? We were just talking about this, of his future in Green Bay. So people are wondering, is he out the door after this season, or is there a chance he could come back? Here he is.
as I felt like if you can't commit to me past 2021 and I'm not a part of recruiting process and free agency, if I'm not a part of the future, then instead of letting me be a lame duck quarterback, if you want to make a change and move forward, then go ahead and do it. That obviously didn't happen.
That makes sense. I think he wants to control his own destiny. And I've got no problem with that. It's hard in NFL. He obviously wasn't able to do it. But I think he was saying, look, you're going to replace me anyway.
Right.
Then let me go out
there,
on my own terms.
The guy's
right?
sitting there, right.
Yeah, and he said today, he said, look, they drafted my replacement. So, look, who knows what will happen in the next year if they win the Super Bowl, if they really, you know, start treating him differently with the front office, maybe hearing him out a little more. Who knows? I mean, he could definitely stay. I don't think you can say for sure either way, right, that he's definitely out of there. Maybe it seems like he's most likely to leave. I would agree with that. I think it's certainly above 50% that he would leave because he said, even if he wins the Super Bowl, he still knows what. They still, at some point, they're trying to put in Jordan Love.
Right. They didn't draft him for no reason. Right.
Right. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Would a Super Bowl be enough to keep Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay after this season? Or are the two sides headed for a divorce either way? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's a Worship Wednesday. Rob, I am all into this synchronized diving. I don't know if that's what it's called. It's diving for sure. But it's two dudes on the same, you know, from the same country, diving together in sync.
Really?
Have you seen that?
No.
It's pretty interesting, man. Like, you know, because obviously they're trying to do the same moves at the same height, the same distance from the board, land at the same time with the same amount of splash, which is very minimal, of course, they want. Like, it's pretty interesting, man. I'm into it. I can dig this every 4 years.
Enjoy it, yes. Enjoy it all. You can have it. Sorry. Enjoy it.
Hey. Let's check it out. I'm telling you, man. You're missing out. Yep. Let's go to the calls. 877-99 on Fox. We're talking Aaron Rodgers. What are your thoughts?
All right. Let's start with Ryan in Cincinnati. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ryan? How are you?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Good. Man, how are you?
Hey, Ryan, when I was in Cincinnati, you know I had to have Montgomery and ribs. You know that. Very good.
Did you go to the boathouse?
No, I actually went to the original.
Okay. Yep. I've been to both. It's good stuff. But
good stuff.
Quick point, man. I think your viewers want to see you and Chris do some synchronized diving now that we're on the topic. But
hey, am I alone in digging this? Or
now wait a minute. Hey, Ryan, only if it was dumpster diving and there was a chance that there were some coupons in there.
I know Rob would dumpster dive for some wings if there's something.
No, you know it. That.
You know it.
Anyways, on the Aaron Rodgers thing, man, there's a thing that I thought way back when all this started that I don't think he can say publicly. I think he just wants out of Green Bay. He don't want to spend half of his year living in Green Bay. He'd get killed by the fans there if he said it, but he alluded to it today. People don't come to Green Bay. It's not a vacation destination. Enjoying other things in life. His fiance's from Colorado. Denver was talked about as a good fit. I think he just wants to live somewhere else, but he can't say it publicly. Would a Super Bowl keep him there? I don't think so. I think he created the leverage to get out no matter what happens this year.
Yeah, look, it's possible. right? Because it is true. And football, Rob, we talk about basketball. And it doesn't really matter where you play as far as lifestyle, right? Because you're only there half the year and you're traveling a lot of games, right? Football's a little different because you only play once a week. So you are spending now I get it, you're busy, you got practice and all that, but you're spending your whole week someplace. You know what I mean? It's not like basketball where you might have 3-4 games a week. And so you're really not, you know, soaking up where you're living all the time. You get what I'm saying? That's possible.
Yeah,
I don't know
if that's the case. Yeah, you know, whenever people talk about it, I get it. I mean, but those guys are living in a different lifestyle. They're very wealthy. They have some amenities that other people don't have. Do you know what I mean? Like, and you're not there the whole year if you don't want to be. And it's a short career. It's not like, Chris, you spend, you know, look at your journey, my journey, you know, in our business, right? We've moved around. You've moved to other papers, other cities. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's kind of a part of it. I don't know.
You're still young when you retire.
Right. You're 40 years old. You should have, Chris, maybe 35 years to live if you're lucky. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you might get 50. Yeah. I mean, seriously, you know?
I'm just saying, right.
To live
all right.
Somewhere else, right.
How about Joey in Notre Dame? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joey?
Hey, guys, love the show. And it's from North Dakota, but that's fine, Rob.
All right, no, you know what? I was like, Notre Dame.
I love North Dakota.
That's right, North Dakota, very nice. I still got to get to the Dakotas. I got to.
Oh, yeah. Say, I just want to ask a quick question, and then I'll take my answer off air, but first and foremost, I think that he can win another Super Bowl in Green Bay. I don't think anybody can deny that. But I think this is his last year, and I'm wondering where do you guys think he might land? I think he's going to land in Pittsburgh. What are you guys' thoughts on?
Man, it's so hard to say where he could land. Obviously, Denver's a possibility.
Well, everybody thought it was Denver, right? Because of his fiance. Yeah, you know, like
well,
people automatically said, oh, it's a done deal. He's coming to Denver because she lives there. But it didn't happen.
I think Denver, Pittsburgh would be great, man. Because, Tomlin's a very good coach, hasn't yet to have a losing season. They got a great receiving core. And they, you know, they got the Najee Harris they drafted out of Alabama. I think he's a pretty good running back. We'll see. But he looks promising. So, you know, Pittsburgh, Rob, I'd love to see him in Pittsburgh after this season. I think they could win there. That's a tough division, though. Woo.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm not so sure yet where that would be.
Yeah, I mean, it could be anywhere. You know,
yeah. I mean, anywhere he goes, it's going to help. You know what I mean? Depending on the kind of year he has, he'll help any team. Dr. Midnight in Toronto, you're in the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dr. Midnight?
Nothing much. How are you guys doing today?
Good,
doing
brother.
Good.
How are you?
Nothing much, man. First and foremost, I hope you guys do some trade baseball talk tomorrow. The deadline's coming up.
Yes, we got it. The deadline is 4 o'clock on Friday, so we'll get some in tomorrow. Tomorrow's the NBA draft, too, so we'll do a little
bit. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, looking forward to that as well. But in my opinion, my general feeling is that Aaron Rodgers is gone after this year. If he were to stay, this is like the equivalent of Rob. I don't think you went through this through your divorce. Let's say you were someone, you're going through a nasty divorce. It's been a year in the making. All of a sudden, the soon-to-be ex-wife's family hits the billions, and all of a sudden you want to decide, you know what? I love you again. I want to stay back with you. I love you all of a sudden. I equate that to that. The damage has already been done. I thought yesterday of trash talking Tuesday, he completely trashed the organization today without even mentioning the word Green Bay Packers. If you ever noticed that, I don't think he mentioned the Packers one bit during his conference. But yeah, I can't see him. It'll just look bad on him if he were to even win a Super Bowl and decided he wanted to stay with them afterwards.
You
after,
think it would look bad if them. He stayed? So you think? Look, it's you might be right, but you think it would look bad if he stayed? I don't think that would be the case.
I think it would look bad on him if he stayed because he's already trashed the organization.
Yeah, but he could always save face by saying they made some changes, especially if they win the Super Bowl.
And you know what? He couldn't be coy today. Not after the offseason he had, Chris. right? And
now
and
I would have been down, that would have looked bad.
That would have looked bad because it would have.
Yeah, there would have been more leaks, right? It would have been more speculation. Right. I mean, people are going to be talking about his future all year, right? Is this his last year there? Is it not? We get that. But it would have been talk about all types of stuff had he not come out and been so open. And look, he could be on his way out, Rob. Those were three callers, and all three of them said they think he's gone. But the one thing I disagree with is I don't think it would look bad if he stayed. He can do what he wants. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's going to kill him if he stays in Green Bay.
But you already said it. He has an out. If they yeah, all he has to say does. Is things change here. You know what? I caused a hissy fit, and some things got changed around. Right? They heard my real concerns. They bought into it. Hey, we went to the Super Bowl this past year. I want to finish my career as a Green Bay Packer. I don't think anybody would kill him, Chris.
Yep. All right, we got Rashad Phillips, the hoop guru, coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. He's the NCAA and NBA prospect specialist. Owner of Sports Talk 2319. Nice little point guard in his own day. Our man, Rashad Phillips. What up, brother?
What up?
What's going on? What's going on, fellas? Thanks for having me. What's up?
It's been a long time, my man.
It's been a minute, man. I'm glad y'all got me back. I've been waiting.
I told Rob G, I said, yo, you know what time it is. We got to get the guru in. So he called you up, man. But, nah, it's good to have you on. Let's get right to it because this draft is going to be interesting. Obviously, all drafts have their intrigue. But let me ask you this. There are reports now that the Pistons, your hometown, the Detroit Pistons, are torn about the number one pick. Everybody's assumed it's Cade Cunningham. And it very well may be, but reportedly Jalen Green wowed them in his workout. Who do you think they should take number one? And maybe you think somebody else, but of those two or somebody else, who do you think they should take at number one?
I mean, I really love Jalen Green, and I can understand why he impressed so much in a workout because he's one of those kids that's a high flyer, has a terrific motor, and he just can do things with the basketball that not a lot of people can do. But when it comes down to really, you know, trying to find the right piece long-term and what you need for the city of Detroit, I just think Cade Cunningham is the player that you take number one.
And Rashad, how much now, obviously it's a new regime and new people, whatever.
Yeah.
But – you know, there's still that dark old thing hanging over people, and you got to be careful. I think an organization where you're trying to be cute, do you know what I mean? Like before the pick, obvious pick was Carmelo Anthony, but Darko, a lot of people, you know, I mean, I talked to a lot of NBA people, say he's the best 15-year-old player they had ever seen in Europe, and Larry Brown didn't like that style of play, and there's a lot of other things that went into it, and he was a little out of control as well personally, his personal life. But you know what I'm saying. If you're the Pistons, you can't get this wrong. Am I right or not?
No, you can't get this wrong. You're absolutely right, Rob. When you look at the history of us having a number one pick, we haven't had a lot of number one picks.
Right.
So you're always remembered for that. So I do believe that, you know, we can't get too cute here and not overthink things. And obviously Jalen Green is a wonderful, wonderful player. But I just believe that Cade Cunningham is the right choice. He checks all the boxes. From my own eyes and stories that I've had from other NBA personnel that have saw him, that have coached against him, that have played against him, other players, I just think Cade is just a total package, and he brings just so much to the table. I just think that if I'm in the office, I'm going with Cade Cunningham. And that's no slight to Jalen Green, but I'm going Cade.
Rashad, somebody asked me today about some of these players, the top four, really, because there's four that most people think, you know, that really are elite, and then it evens out after that. And I said I thought Cunningham and Jalen Green could be superstars. And I think Mobley and Jalen Suggs could be stars. What are your thoughts? And I'm not guaranteeing that any of them will be all that, but that's kind of my assessment of maybe their ceilings. Yeah. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, it's so hard, though, Chris, when we put the label of super in front
right.
of
and
the
I'm,
stars.
Right, yeah, I'm just saying kind of ceiling. Yeah. I feel you. Yeah. They all might be just role players for all we know. And it might the right. star might be drafted seventh. But you know what I'm saying. Right. But I'm just saying,
yeah,
like,
for sure,
ceiling.
For sure.
Yeah,
yeah, ideally, it looks that way. With you know, Cade and Jalen, they just have that appeal that you're talking about. Like, that, they have that magnetism. And obviously, Suggs and Mobley are two guys that look like Mobley can have that Chris Bosh type of career where Bosh wasn't really a superstar,
right.
but he was right underneath that where it fit. I think Mobley can be that guy. And obviously you look at Suggs as a player that could be like a great complementary player, almost like a Joe Dumars was to Isaiah Thomas. I could really see that. So, I understand that. And you know, not just those four guys, though, fellas. Like, this is really a very talented draft. It's pretty deep, and I'm excited to call it.
One guy I love – well, go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, can you give us some insight or a name or something of – you know, we've seen the NBA be dominated by foreign-born players, right? They've won the MVPs.
Yeah.
Jokic won it this past year. We know how well Luka's played, you know, and all these other players. And obviously Giannis won the NBA title and two MVPs.
Yeah.
Is this, you know, the draft has the foreign component now. And is there a player or somebody out there that who could knock one of these players, you know, down a notch and somebody pick a player from Europe?
I don't think so in this draft, but obviously the game has been it's global now, and I think it's great for the league to see guys like Giannis, the Joker, and obviously Luka. You see guys coming from different countries and really leaving their imprint on the NBA game. I don't think that there's any Giannis's or Luka's in this draft. But again, where the NBA is going, I do see down the line that there will be more guys from the international side that come to this league and make a big splash.
So, Rashad, speaking of international play, what are you making of what we've seen from Team USA?
It's been very rocky thus far.
To say the least. That was kind of...
Yeah. I watched your segment on it, Chris, and I had to agree with you.
I was going to ask you, like, why do you think what I'm asking is, why is this happening? We all see what's happening, but why?
Sure. I just think that, you know, there's the international rules are built against us. You know, like the rules favor international players, so they're used to playing in those small, tight spaces with those rules, the referees allowing certain things to go without having a whistle. And Team USA has to play basketball opposed to they're just rolling the balls out and hooping. You're not going to be able to win in the Olympics just hooping. You're going to have to run some half-court sets. You're going to have to share the ball. You're not going to be able to just isolate guys and just take deep threes like what we love in the NBA, because it's just a different style of play.
Yeah. No, that's a good answer. So let me ask, do you think we're getting the gold? It's hard for me to bet against this just because, you know, you almost feel like, man, I'm betting against my guys. But, you know, like, honest answer, do you think they win the gold?
Yeah, if they're playing Iran in the championship, sure they'll win.
They waxed Iran. I think they're on the right track now.
Man, I think us three, and we could have grabbed two dudes. We probably could have beat them. But, no, you know what? We have to win out, right? So I can't go against our guys. I think we make it to the championship game, and hopefully we play a good brand of basketball in the championship so we can take home the gold. But I'm going to tell you this. It's not going to be easy at all. I'm not even going to, you know, play favorites here. It's not going to be easy. If the team USA do not, if they don't play basketball, they will lose.
Hmm. All right. Let me ask you this before you go. There's been talk that Golden State, and it's true, they're trying to turn their number 7 and 14 picks into a star. I'm going to ask you, if Washington would give them, this is a lot, but if they would give them Bradley Beal for the 7, Andrew Wiggins, and James Wiseman, would you do that if you're Golden State or if you're Washington for Bradley Beal?
Ooh, that's a tough one. If I'm Golden State, I'm gonna say yeah, I would do it. Because you're trying to bring 2 more championships. You have to look at the window.
Right.
You're trying to win. It's all about it's, from a business standpoint. Like, I'm trying to put on my like GM owner hat. Like, as that person, you have 2 to 3 years to win 1 more championship. So you do whatever is necessary to win 1 more championship before Steph Curry and those guys hang it up. So that's why I would do it.
And the Warriors also need somebody to make a big shot late in the game. You know what I mean? When it's either tied.
I thought we were doing good.
I know. I'm going to let it go. I'm not even going to say that.
We were doing good.
But I would give them the 7-14 and Wiggins in a heartbeat. Yep. I would just like to keep Weissman if I'm Golden State.
Yes.
He's a big, right?
He's a hybrid post. He's a rim runner. I love Wiseman, and I think he has untapped potential. But in order to win 1 championship in 3 years, you may have to give him up. And if I'm Washington, I actually love that, because you have to start the rebuild eventually in Washington. And Bradley Beal is, in my opinion, he's the top shooting guard in the NBA. So as Washington, he's kind of ran his course there as far as what he can do. He's been a phenomenal individual player. He's given that city a lot. So Washington, if I want to restart the clock, give me that 7-14 or 7-15. Give me Wiseman, and let's restart this with the new coach, Unseld, and we rolling.
I'm with you. Quickly, because we got to run.
Okay.
Do you like Russell Westbrook with the Lakers, LeBron and AD?
I don't, but
do you?
You know what? Anytime you play with LeBron James, LeBron can level his teammates off. So I think that Russell going with LeBron, he will understand how to play with him in his role. I like it.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll see if it happens. All right.
See.
That's our man. You heard.
Yes.
You heard why we call him the Hoop Guru. He's the owner of Sports Talk 2319. As always, he brought the knowledge. Rashad Phillips, thank you, brother. We appreciate you.
Yep. Thanks, Rashad.
Thank you so much, fellas. Talk soon.
Yep. All right, Kyrie Irving in a little hot water, perhaps. We'll get into that next. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, let's end it here. Obviously, you and I, we talk sneakers a lot. And Kyrie, I actually have one pair of Kyries. You ever had a pair of Kyries?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, nice sneakers.
Yeah.
But the Kyrie 8 was, pictures of it were leaked today. And it's hard, you know, it's one angle that's kind of, you see the back of the shoe, but it's hard to get a real look, good look at it. Didn't blow me away, looked okay. But Kyrie did not like it, and that's an understatement. And he tweeted this, Rob, or Instagram, I'm sorry. He posted this on his Instagram. I have nothing to do with the design or marketing of the upcoming Kyrie 8. These are trash. I have absolutely nothing to do with them. Nike plans to release it without my okay, regardless of what I say. So I apologize in advance. Rob, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, it's definitely things have changed. I mean, wow. that would get you, you know, normally dropped or released, or you know what I mean? Where I said, like, you can't kill our business. We got production. We got these cases and cases of sneakers ready to go. You know what I mean? And you poured a little poison on the laces and told people not to buy them.
I mean, I don't know this for a fact, but my guess is that Kyrie talked to Nike. I'm totally speculating on all this. But that maybe he gave them the go-ahead. Go ahead and make my, you know, the eighth version of my shoe. You guys have done a good job in the past. I trust you. Go ahead. They make them, show them to him, and he's like, oh, no. I hate these. No way. We got to go back to the drawing board. And they're like you said, they're like, Kyrie, we got thousands of these things already in production. We're ready to hit the stores now. We can't turn back. And Kyrie's like, now he's upset, which I get. If you don't like the shoe, it's your name on the shoe. And so my guess is it's gone south before this tweet. I can't believe he didn't talk to them before he tweeted this out. They probably had a huge blow up. He's upset. He may have even told them, I'm going to work against this. I'm letting people know I had nothing to do with this. I hate this shoe. And if you release it, it's going to be bad. And they released it. Looks like they're going to release it, right? They leaked it. And he did what he did. But I don't know how. Gosh, where's this relationship go?
I don't know. It's just very, very weird, you know, for him to go public with that and say it's trash and I had nothing trash to do with it and his name, you know, is on it. It's just, I don't know if that's the way you want to handle it, you know, and then I don't think that, you know, if Nike was that pissed at him, they could have announced today that they've severed their relationship with him, but we didn't see that. Did we see that on social media?
Nope. I mean,
and I doubt we see it, Chris. I'm telling you, the way things are now, I doubt we see it. You think he's done with Nike? I'm not convinced of that.
I don't even know. I mean, I would think so, but maybe they go back to the drawing board. I mean, it's certainly egg on their face. Look, they're Nike. I mean, they'll survive it, but wow, that would be a heck of a humbling if they went back and came out with a new brand of sneakers, you know? New pair, new look. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Keep it locked for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Peace!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.